Finance and the Tax Institute wants to put tax reform firmly back on the political agenda.
It's urging the Treasurer, Wayne Swan, to commit to implementing reforms in the May budget.
Sort of measures that the government really does need to embrace are some of the big measures that people will actually see a benefit from, and that includes talking with the state governments to get rid of stamp duty on homes, to get rid of insurance duties, to look at further reforms out of the Henry Review and things that can be planned now for implementation in a couple of years.
Robert Jeremenko from the Tax Institute. US President Barack Obama is warning Congress jobs will be lost if deep budget cuts are allowed to take effect next week.
President Obama likened the $85 billion in cuts to taking a meat cleaver to the deficit.
So these cuts are not smart. They are not fair. They will hurt our economy. They will add hundreds of thousands of Americans to the unemployment rolls. This is not an abstraction. People will lose their jobs.
Barack Obama there. Well, let's take a look at the markets, and stocks in the US are around 0.5% higher. In London, the FTSE rose 1%. To commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $97 a barrel, Tapis crude is trading at $123 a barrel, and gold is worth $1,605 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 104 US cents, 77 euro cents, and 67 pence sterling.